Hi, I'm Sharon Pearson with the 7 Jamaican and Caribbean news items you may have missed for the week ending June 19th, 2020. These news items are brought to you by Jamaicans.com. This week's news. Holness names Samuda and Henry to fill vacant cabinet positions. Jamaican Prime Minister Andrew Holness announced that Carl Samuda, Member of Parliament, MP for St. Andrew North Central, who had been serving as Minister without Portfolio in the Ministry of Education, has been moved into the position of Minister of Education. Samuda had conducted ministry oversight in his previous role since Rule Reid was removed as Education Minister due to allegations of corruption over a year ago. Before moving into his new role, Samuda was assigned to the Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation. Prime Minister Holness had been asked to name a full education minister since he requested Reid's resignation in March of 2019. Holness also named Clarendon Central Member of Parliament Mike Henry to head the Ministry of Labour and Social Security, a position left vacant after the recent passing of St. Anne North Eastern MP Shahini Robinson in May 2020. Holness approves changes at Caribbean Maritime University. Jamaica's Prime Minister Andrew Holness has given his approval to the organizational changes that have been put in place at the Caribbean Maritime University, or CMU. Holness is confident that the appropriate systems are now in operation at the Ministry of Education to provide effective oversight of CMU's activities. Holness expressed his approval during his announcement that Carl Samuda will take over as full Minister of Education following the departure of Rule Reid in 2019. Holness stated that he believes the ministry has implemented sufficient changes to ensure that the CMU board operates with integrity, competence, and commitment to Jamaica. This week's Caribbean news. Caribbean Congress of Labour supports Black Lives Matter. The Caribbean Congress of Labour, CCL, has expressed its support with the Black Lives Matter movement in the United States. The CCL issued a statement expressing condolences to the family of George Floyd and supporting the demonstrators who took to the streets in protest of the continuing incidents of brutality committed by U.S. police against black individuals. The CCL expressed its concerns about the state of policing in the U.S. and supports calls from the Black Lives Matter organization for an overhaul of police and state structures to remove systemic racial biases from their operations.
It's time you started hydrating right with Grace Coconut Water. It's a refreshing wave of cool hydration in every sip. No sugar added. Grab one today and drink in the benefits. Hydrate right with Grace Coconut Water.
Are you ready to reach the world with your event, business, or product? This weekly news summary is syndicated to over 60 radio stations worldwide. We invite you to become a sponsor today. Contact us at news@jamaicans.com. This week's diaspora news. Lisa Hanna calls for diaspora action to eliminate all types of injustice. Lisa Hanna, Jamaica's opposition spokesperson for foreign affairs and foreign trade, marked Diaspora Day on June 16, 2020, by urging those in the Jamaican diaspora to use their influence to remove all kinds of injustice. Hanna also called for the diaspora to develop policies in foreign countries that will support all people and move the world toward greater unity in recognition of their shared humanity. In her statement, Hanna saluted the pioneers of the Jamaican diaspora and their nation-building efforts and noted the extraordinary achievements of Jamaicans on the international scene in their areas of expertise. This week's business news. Port Authority to provide leases to private logistics firms. The Port Authority of Jamaica, PAJ, will lease lots at Kingston's Port to logistics companies that are willing to make investments. According to Edmund Marsh, Vice President for Business Development at the PAJ, the agency plans to commission a new warehouse warehouse hub for private firms to lease at the Kingston Freeport Terminal by 2020's third quarter. Marsh said there are provisions for as many as four clients to test logistics. The new warehouse covers 18,000 square meters of logistics space at the port and 4.3 hectares of land. Each of the four prospective tenants would be provided with 4,500 square meters, including office space. This week's Arts and Entertainment News. Jamaican Brian Heap wins Regional Commonwealth Short Story Prize. Retired educator Brian Heap, who had previously led the Philip Sherlock Center for the Creative Arts at the University of the West Indies Mona campus, is the Caribbean regional winner of the 2020 Commonwealth Short Story Prize. He received the prize for his story entitled Mafutu, which follows a Jamaican immigrant of Maroon heritage living in the United Kingdom. The story was selected from among more than 5,000 submissions and has been published in Granta magazine. Heap has worked in education and theatre sectors in Jamaica for more than 40 years, serving as Director of Studies at the Jamaica School of Drama at Edna Manage College of the Visual and Performing Arts and Artistic Director for the University Players. His productions have been recognized with numerous awards, including the yearly International Theatre Institute Actor Boy Awards. This week's sports news. Parents concerned about safety of return to youth sports. Local sports administrators in Jamaica are planning for a return to competitive sports in the upcoming school year. But Stuart Jacobs, the president of the National Parent Teachers Association of Jamaica, NPTAJ, noted that serious concerns persist about the safety of taking this action. Sports events were suspended or cancelled as of March 2020 due to the COVID-19 outbreak. As restrictive measures to control the virus's spread are being loosened and officials plan for reopening schools in September 2020, Jacobs notes that parents will prevent participation by their children unless they can be assured that conditions will be safe. Some parents have suggested that sporting events be postponed until January 2021. Thank you for listening to the Jamaica Weekly News Summary, brought to you by Jamaicans.com. You can listen to this podcast again at Jamaicans.com. We invite you to become a weekly news summary sponsor. Contact us at news@Jamaicans.com. I'm Sharon Pearson, and you can listen to me on Fridays at midday at TurnItUpRadio.com, on Saturdays from 11 a.m. until midday at TheEnglishConnectionMedia.com, and on Sundays between the hours of 6 and 9 p.m. at E2OnAir.com for The Conduit Show with Peter G. Remember, the word is power, and there is power in the word.